Hey, I'm so happy to have you here on Change in Perspective, your podcast for positive sustainability and a conscious life. My name is Katrin David, and today's episode is about, it's a best of 2 years, Change in Perspective, so it's full of wisdom and knowledge of all my English-speaking interview partners. So when you listen to some of the episodes, you recognize in the end I'm always asking the same questions. So this time I combined all the answers to those questions. So you will hear a big variety of definitions of sustainability. You will hear tips, pieces of advice, amazing insights, like just the best in the end. And then we will finish with a positive perspective, and you will hear if and why the people are motivated to move and to change. So, yeah, like I said, 2 years, just really crazy. And I'm so happy to share this special episode now with you. And yeah, have fun listening to it, and let's start.
Sustainability for me is that, you know, the person is happy, you know, the happiness is the sustainability for me.
I go to another level, like, are we sustainable if we don't stop growing, if we don't control the number of humans, you know, this is not sustainable anymore. But okay, so in a more smaller, in a smaller scale, what its sustainability means, I guess I will say that sustainability is like you look to the future and the natural resources are still there somehow.
I say sustainability would mean to keep on going, you know, do what you love and keep on going, whatever it might be. Just in our case, it's, you know, with the environment and animals, but yeah, to keep on going.
Sustainability for me means what we talk about is circular economy. That means everything that once comes in the economy stays in the circle. And if it can stay in the circle, it's good. If it leaves the circle, for example, if we build an incinerator and we just burn the waste after, it leaves the circle and it leaves toxic material, but it's still in the circle. So we need to make sure that everything that we produce, every material that is used, we need to think before we produce it, what is it going to be used afterwards, right? So we're sitting in front of a laptop right now, which is a big problem, e-waste. So before it should be produced, the people, the designers, the companies need to think, what are we going to do once the 5 or 10 years are over and someone throws it away? Is there any possibility to reuse those materials? I think this is, for me, this is sustainability when we talk about waste.
Sustainability means you can still use a particular resource, not only you, but as well as your generation and your next generation and so on. And it's always there.
Sustainability for me is what it must be started by the land control. Luckily, Indonesia, foreigner and company cannot own the land. That the rule says, but people who has money always find a way to control the land. So first, you must really have the power to control the land. Secondly, you must really secure, you have good food security. And then after that, you can do anything else. If you cannot control the land, if you don't have something to eat, you cannot be independent.
Okay, so for me, sustainability is using a resource today without having a negative impact on our ability to use that resource tomorrow. And if possible, actually improve our ability to use that resource tomorrow.
So sustainability for me specifically has several different factors to it. Whatever activity that is being classified as being sustainable must be able to continue indefinitely into the future without causing undue ecological damage or social damage for that matter. It needs to be something that does not take away from the environment. For example, let's say the environment refreshes at a rate of, say, 50%. So as long as you are taking less than 50% of the refresh rate, not the total amount, but the refresh rate, you're potentially sustainable. If you start taking 52%, you're no longer sustainable because now you're taking more than the environment produces. So always trying to live within the means of production of the environment or whatever your context is. So I think for me, that's probably the most important key piece of it.
For me, sustainability means that that we operate in a certain way that my kids or my grandkids will have the same benefits that I did when I was alive and when I was consuming this world.
Yeah.
So I have to drink it, but do not drink the whole cup. Because you have to leave something for the next generations, which is really important. So that's what sustainability means to me. Yeah.
Sustainability to me really means having this going on concern. Like, what is the next step after this one? Yeah. If I'm doing something now, what is its impact now, and how will it look like in the future?
There was one definition that I heard that I really liked that was sort of comes from sort of indigenous wisdom, which is that you have to plan for 7 generations so that you're not sort of thinking, you know, like right now is I'm doing kind of enough, or, you know, is it going to be okay for me or like the immediate future or even my own lifetime, but am I making sure that I'm conserving enough for my sort of great, 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 great granddaughter, basically. And that if we take that view, our actions are going to actually look really different, you know, because like I was saying about all the kind of crazy things actually that I think humans have been doing in sort of like the system leading up to 2020, with like completely destroying the environment and overfishing and, you know, destroying topsoil and you know, like huge food waste and things like this, and, you know, industrial farming and all this stuff that you can be like, wow, if you like break it down, it's not great for anyone, but we can just about survive, so that's why it's still going. But when we predict forward, it's really grim, you know, like the kind of statistics that you see about what things will look like if we continue at the same trajectory. So if we're actually asking, like, is the amount that I'm taking from the earth right now enough to sustain me, and enough that all these generations to come will still have enough? I think it's a really different question.
Yeah.
And it would, you know, that would mean radically redefining, I think, especially like current consumption patterns in developed countries.
When we want to spread this positive sustainability in the world, what is your recommendation? What can everybody do and change, like, small things in their life?
So everyone has their small roles to play. You know, like I said, you cannot change the world if you just keep on doing the same thing that you've been doing for a very long time, and it's a wrong path to take. So not everyone's going to start organic farming, then people, there won't be any people for eating those products. Or not everyone can start producing organic cotton, then there won't be less people to wear those clothes. So I think we all need to sustain ourselves, we have to learn how to coexist Like, we have to start not just thinking about yourself, but start thinking about your neighbors, your family, your friends, like your own parents, you know, because people have lost touch of humanity. Mm-hmm. They have lost touch of compassion. So I think the best first move towards the sustainable is starting how to love yourself, taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. because we have lost touch of taking care, because we are so moving forward to, you know, development and then money and house and car and all this stuff, which is so materialistic. And we don't realize that these things are making you so miserable in daily life, but it's still fancy. So, you know, it doesn't matter. People are looking at you, they're thinking that you're happy, but they don't know the real unhappiness. So I think first thing to start something, to change, I think it's learn to be content, be happy, and to find a real peace, not a materialistic ones.
Just, I want to say to all the listeners, if you come to Africa, don't come with the mindset that you will see the Big Five. You might not. Go to places that actually cares about the animals. You know? So choose wisely. Choose fair trade, first of all, because that will be your first clue. And then, I know people want to get great wildlife experiences and go out and, you know, go to places where you can touch and whatnot. Just don't. It's as easy as that. Just don't.
You know that we in India, we believe in Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, mm-hmm. Earth as a family, you know. So this is a message from Navdanya that, you know, every living organism in the earth is part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot actually, you know, we cannot be happy by exploiting, you know, the others, and then we cannot be happy, mm-hmm. by exploiting. So we actually need to understand. We need to live with the nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the earth democracy, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
I think what anyone can start is like Gandhi's famous quote, or he says that, you know, be the change to see the change.
It's monkey.
Now, yes, until and unless you don't want to change yourself, you cannot change anyone,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what you are saying to others. So same thing I'll give you my example. I did the same change in me. I tried to change myself, you know, consuming less. I don't consume any phones, like gadgets. I get it from my father, mother. Clothes, I don't buy it. Either it's my father's old pants that I cut it off, or I just get it my brother's clothes. You're good to go, but you're not creating any effect. Once you feel that you are changing, then it's easier for you to relate and then try to talk to other people. Because then what happens is, then you're talking from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking from a bookish knowledge, or you're not talking from something you have seen in the YouTube. Once you change, you feel the change inside, the things you say, it's actually something very inspirational, something that people will listen to.
So when they see you act, they also can see what happens with you, what is the effect of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, you should change first. Then working with communities is you want to just, like, you know, start working with the families. Because family is the most closest one. And in sometimes, you know, family don't take it seriously because they don't understand everything. But you can try. And with your friends. Like I said yesterday, what you can do is you can call a bunch of your community all together, neighbors, have a cup of tea, just talk. The problem they have, work on that problem. I think that way, in today's world, another thing is that everybody knows there's a problem. but they don't want to change because they are scared of the change, because then they'll be thrown out from the society. So you have to tackle in such a way that you make them feel you are a part of society, but at the same time, this huge thing is happening, so you need to change it.
So my tool, so means that the black ash and especially the fly ash that stays in the filter needs to be put somewhere, and it's toxic to highly toxic pretty much forever. So we landfill it somewhere. Actually, 70,000 tons of the most toxic waste from incinerators in Switzerland is exported to Heilbronn in Germany. So what started to help me as a trick is that whenever I put something in the trash and in my bin that then goes to the incinerator, I have in mind that 20% of it, to just simplify it, will stay back somewhere and will be just toxic forever. And that small trick just helps me a lot to, when I go shopping, when I buy things, to just say, no, I will just definitely refuse it.
Vote. Vote for what you, vote for people who are going to do the things you want them to do. Because when it comes down to it, the biggest effects on the environment are by national policy and by large corporations. Mm-hmm. And you and I individually don't have a way of controlling those at an individual level. But together, if we all say we want this change and we elect people to make those changes take place and to force organizations and companies to follow certain principles, to rewrite laws, then we can have those things.
Yeah.
And hopefully for all of us, we can get together and make a difference. Wherever we are, it doesn't matter if we're in the same place or scattered across the world.
Yeah.
Wherever we are, pick something you feel passionate about, that you care about, yeah, and make it better, make it what you want it to be.
Yeah.
The land, the forest that we trying to protect today is not ours. It's from the next generation. We inherit the places, not us. It's our future generation will inherit that. We don't want to inherit them the place that we destroyed. Then sometimes maybe they will curse us because of, oh, why our grandfather, grandmother, and you know, people last time, they don't protect this. We live in this destroyed area for us to suffer. No, I mean,
yeah, for me, like do it yourself in as small as you can, as long as you do something right. A lot of people do not really want to grow any plant just because they have no space in their house. So like my house looked like bush. My parents did not like it, but I said, this is my contribution to nature. At least I help sequestering all the carbon. Even my house looked like a bush. I try to produce some of my food that I like. So I think with this nature, just start by yourself, and then your family, and then your community, and then in front of the whole world.
Maybe just one thing, which is don't be afraid to help others.
That's beautiful.
Sometimes people feel like too shy or too... No, you live in this community, and if you see that the other person is not doing so well in life or something like that, go ahead, give a help, give an end. It doesn't take too long, and it can change so much for that person.
Yeah.
And maybe that person will become more sustainable in their daily life or something like that. And again, I can't stress how much important it is to connect with everybody, connect, network, talk with the person next to you, and talk about sustainability. You know, you don't know how you can change the mind of others.
Yeah.
Just like by talking with them. Don't be afraid to take that step. Don't be too shy. Just talk to the people next to you and network as much as possible.
Yeah.
let us all think in the same line of reflecting, as well as knowing that we are all part and parcel of this world. So it is upon us to either destroy it or to save it.
My advice after, you know, like a lot of the work that I end up doing ends up being sort of, I guess, rather critical. I end up kind of talking a lot about the harms that volunteering can do. I end up sort of telling young volunteers to sort of put the brakes on and, you know, this whole thing of like, you know what, you can't save the world, and messages that can sound pretty harsh. So I always want to come back to the fact that, you know, the only reason that I say all of those things is because I do really believe in change, and I especially believe in young people being the change. And I find my work that I do with young people like continually inspiring, and, you know, does keep me optimistic for the future. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, all those young activists out there, all the people that were like, you know, drawn to volunteering, and then they often, you know, read the learning service book and then sort of, you know, feel a little bit like, you know, unanchored, and like they're not quite sure if they should be, you know, trying to engage in help and this kind of thing. So I want to assure people that that having good intentions is one of the most important and beautiful things that humanity has, and that it's not at all an attempt to criticize that by saying that, you know, the good intentions themselves aren't enough. It's, I guess, a way of, in the book we talk about being able to balance learning and action. And to be able to say that, like, you know, all of our action needs to be informed by sort of humble learning, and all of our learning needs to be put into action. Otherwise, we're kind of not realizing our potential. Mm. So it can, you know, if people are feeling really paralyzed, like, oh, I can't do anything, you know, like it's probably just better to do nothing because otherwise I'll put a foot wrong. I think if you start feeling like that, then probably you know that you're at the point where you're okay to do some mindful action, because, you know, you have got to that point in your learning where you have been able to, like, you know, pick everything apart. And now you're at the point where you can try and, you know, do some things, take some action, but stay open-minded to how that might want to change. And so this sort of careful process of like, yeah, I, you know, I've decided that I really feel passionate about this issue and that I'm going to, you know, join this group or do this experience or, you know, go on this protest or sign up for this class or something like that, to sort of be confident that we're all sort of feeling it out, and that what we really need are kind of humble and self-reflective leaders, but that can, you know, go ahead and come up with some of the answers that we haven't come up with yet. To be creative, you know, and I fully believe that, yeah, there are these really amazing young leaders that are going to forge a path ahead that will lead us into, yeah, really great solutions that we never thought were possible.
Yeah.
There's definitely hope. There's always hope. You know, doom and gloom forecasts, I don't listen to those things. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the news, I don't read newspapers. I focus on what we do every day. paying it forward, you know? If you do a bit of good every day, then everybody around you will like take in some of that and then pay it forward to do a bit of good on their side and so on and so forth. You know, so there's definitely hope, you know? Everybody must just stand up and do, even if it's something small. A lot of small things make a big thing at the end.
I see, or I look to see a more reflected world where people try to understand and work together on addressing issues that affect the globe at large.
Yeah.
So I'm so much positive.
Gives me hope, like we can really change, you know, and do something better. But personally, I prefer not to think about it.
Okay.
And then what I decided is to do my best every day. Yeah. And I think that because what is going to happen in 30 years is, I think it's very difficult to predict.
Yes.
Particularly with human beings. So I think it's important to focus, okay, what we are going to do, you know, and then we will see. We will see. But I think all these studies and all these catastrophic news are in a part good, because I think it has made people aware.
Well, definitely we're positive. It's already in our guideline to stay positive. Right, looking at all the facts, and once you get sucked in into this plastic world, you're gonna start to see so many different problems. Right, when we wash clothes, if this wouldn't be 100% cotton and will contain plastic, with every washing, plastic fibers are gonna be released and go into the ocean at the very end. We find them in Antarctica by now, and so this stuff, once you dig deeper and deeper, it gets quite shocking. The same with climate change, the same with so many issues. And the thing is, if you start to just look at all the problems, you're just going to be like frozen, like you're just going to freeze and look at the world and say, well, the world is going to end. We can't do anything about it. It's too late already. Everybody already tells us it's too late. And then what normally happens is we just don't do anything. So I'm aware of all this bad news and that there's a lot of various problems. I think to focus my time better on solutions than on all the problems is a better way to invest my time. We still have hope, definitely. Otherwise, we would have stopped already a long time ago. And when we see all the positive news, when we see all the actions from our volunteers worldwide, that really some of them have not really any, you know, we have volunteers that don't really have a bank account. We have volunteers that don't know how to feed their families in 2 or 3 months, that don't know how to pay their rent and to buy the food and to how to send their kids to school and have money for it. But they will still go out every single week and organize a cleanups and wear a trash hero shirt and go around their community and try to make their island clean. And if they have $5 spare, they will invest it in a t-shirt and buy for one of the local kids, give them a t-shirt away for free if they somehow can. So to feel their commitment, to see the commitment from those guys who have nothing, that gives us really the best hope in the world, because I think if they can do it, everybody can do it.
We get there's momentum. It's like a ball rolling down a hill.
Yeah.
You're not going to, okay, or maybe it's like a car rolling down the hill. You're not going to be able to stop it right away, but you can slow it down, and if you get slow enough, then you can stop it.
Yeah.
So like I said, we're going to have some of these effects.
Mm-hmm.
How far that car rolls down that hill, how much more time we, or how bad those effects get, that's what we have control over now.
I think we have our motivation and support from the supportive things we go through, and especially for the family, friends, and also the community, because the whole community there, around 9 villages, they don't want the dam to be built there because they realize that this is their ancestral land, They don't want to be sandwich, and that for me as a youth give us strength to help the community too. Because one of the key movement for this village is the youth, because we have access to information and then we still we can find some research info report regarding the dam. Our main support and motivation is from the village itself and also the NGO, especially PAKOS, SEPA, CLEAR, Save Rivers. We have so many networking going on.
Yeah. It sounds like a problem or a bad issue can sometimes also reunite or bring people together and feel that there's okay, there's one case and we all want to protect it.
Yes.
That makes you even stronger.
Yeah.
I think my advice would be not to focus on deadlines, not to focus on facts and figures, but to focus on what you can do. A lot of people say to me, you know, I don't understand how you get up and do what you do every day when you know all these facts and figures. You know, why don't you just want to hide in bed and whatnot? But I do personally believe that we have to remain optimistic and we have to do something today, tomorrow, every day. And believe that through the collective power, if we're all doing those things, that we can actually make a difference.
Yeah.
And we can take ourselves off this path that we're currently on.
Think about it. If we do not do it, who else will do it? Like all of my loyal staff, especially the one in Borneo, they do not have much education. To start with, but we give them training and experience. They're becoming more like the expert for that kind of work. So they also have the same attitude. Then that makes me would like to continue this. If with that condition, with the hard life they have, they're still willing to continue. I live in Bali. Why cannot continue this organization?
I like to be a future optimist. So, yes, I think we will have to change one way or another. So I think I see a future where the system will change. It will have to change. We cannot keep using the the planet resources as we are using now.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly believe that this is going to change. I don't know if I'm going to be here to see that change, but actually I'm already seeing that change.
Yeah.
I feel very lucky because I'm in this transition part of the world that of the time that we can definitely see some transformations in community, in the government, and with all the things that have been implemented since now.
Mm-hmm.
So we are already seeing that transformation. We are already watching this. So we are walking towards a better future.
I hope you enjoyed this special episode. I hope you are inspired and motivated and just in a positive mind to change the world, actually. And for me it was even more special because I got to hear back all the amazing conversations I had around the globe, and I just remembered recording them in the most awkward places. I think sometimes you can hear the sound is really weird, or you can hear animals, so you can imagine what kind of an adventure to have these conversations. And actually, if you liked some of the statements and you haven't actually heard back to the full episodes, I really recommend to do so. They are also they are just amazing. So you can go back and have a look for the full episodes. It's really worth it. Yeah. I would say a birthday of 2 years is not a birthday without a gift. So I've got something for you. I've been working on an online course during the last weeks and month for Give and Grow, and it will be released in the end of this month, and it's about responsible and ethical volunteering, and especially now in the current situation it's even more important. It will also cover colonial discussions and racism and all the huge topics you will be confronted with if you go out and help, or if you just want to go out and travel and help. So we will, or I included the best and effective ways to engage. The online course will be part of Give and Grow, so there's a lot of change and a lot of stuff coming end of this month. And so, like I said, the gift will be that if you are writing a review for the podcast within the next 48 hours on iTunes, you will get free access to the new online course. So if you're listening to this on iTunes and you haven't already, please write a review and give me a rating, like 5 stars or whatever you feel like, and send me a screenshot of your review so I know that you did it, because sometimes you don't put the full name. And then in the end I will randomly pick the winner for the online course. So yes, you got 48 hours, write a review, send me a screenshot, tell me you did it, and then you will have the opportunity to win the ticket. Alrighty. So moving forward, we will have English and German episodes, depending on who I'm talking to, actually. So I would just really like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening, for sharing, for learning, for changing your perspective, for just being a part of all of this. It really means the world to me, honestly. Looking forward to the next episodes. And until then, I would say thanks again for changing your perspective.